Well, good morning. Good to see everyone. Wow. All right, so let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We just so appreciate our church family, our church brothers and sisters. Thank you for supplying our needs. We just pray for this service as we continue to lift up your name. Well, we pause for a minute, think about the people on the back of our bulletin, the folks that need our prayers, that need your help. Lord, you know each one. We just trust you. We know that you have them in the palm of your hand. And we ask that your will be done in their lives. And as always, Father, we pray for our military and our missionaries. Lift them up. Help me this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. I know every Sunday, I try to remember our missionaries and our military. You know? And I don't ever want to forget that. I don't ever want to be callous to it and just sort of kind of my habit of praying either. Anybody know what I mean? You get kind of a habit of God's good, God's great, let's think. Now, nothing wrong with those prayers at all, you know, but I do always want to be mindful of that. So, Tuesday, as we all know, it's 4th of July, so happy Independence Day to you. If I don't see you, I hope you guys have a good holiday and have fun with your family. Yesterday was Canada Day. Anybody know that? July 1st is their Independence Day in Canada. So our family in Canada had a big day. Our son FaceTimed us, you know, and barbecued and cooking hamburgers. And he's funny because he's got his hat, his ball cap on. He's got an American flag on, you know. He's still representing. And so they had a big day yesterday, fireworks. They went to Charlottetown. Is that what it's called? Charlottetown, PEI, Prince Edward Island. And that's a big river town, and they had a big fireworks show, and it was good. It was good. They had a good time. So Tuesday, hopefully you guys will have a good time. But again, happy Independence Day. July 4th, America is 247 years old. That's a long time, isn't it? But if you really think about it, we're still just tiny little babies compared to other parts of the world. Thousands, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years, you know, of recorded history, thousands and thousands of years. I mean, there's probably some coffee shop in France or Italy or some European small village, probably some coffee shop that's older than 247 years. Would you agree, Anita? Probably some little thing. So that's cool. So we're still a tiny little baby country. And so hang with me. I woke up this morning with a little vertigo, so I'll be all right, right? So I might have caught it from Marianne. I don't know. Can't catch vertigo, but I can feel it a little bit, so pray for me. Amen. So here we go, right? Thank God. I do. I thank God for the men and women who trusted God at the very beginning, who also trusted their gut, and they trusted their grit to come over here and try their best to start a new movement, to start a new country. They had to put their faith in the vision. I'm sure they all had a vision, put their faith in vision, and they risked their lives. They laid down their lives for this grand adventure, I'd like to say, or this great experiment that we call the United States of America. Anybody, y'all grateful for that? I love history, you know. Praise God for those who gave up their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to give us the chance to be free people. We're sitting here this morning, free people. Amen? We live in a country without the fear, listen closely, without the fear of an enemy in our backyard. I don't want any one of us to take that for granted. We do not have an enemy moving from Valdosta to Brooks County. We don't have troops. Y'all hear me? Moving through our land and our farms and our countries. We don't have that. We don't have the enemy in our skies. We don't have them in our sky. We don't have planes. We don't have bombs. We don't have any of that right now so far, praise God, right? It's, you know, I'm not trying to insult you here, but, and you know this, but I just want to remind us all how blessed we really are. We don't have rumors of ships coming up towards Destin or Mexico Beach or submarines. The word is that there's a bunch of submarines coming up off the coast of Jacksonville. We don't have to worry about that. How blessed we are. Amen? And I'll be a little graphic there, but that could happen. That's happening in other parts of the world. It's not happening right here in Brooks County. So this morning, thank God that we don't have to worry about that. Our founding fathers trusted what some called the Almighty, the Supreme Judge, the Creator of all things. Listen to what a few said. John Quincy Adams said this, "The highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one unbreakable bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity." When I started looking up our founding fathers, real quotes, not some stuff that was made up by whoever, but real quotes, and I could just sit here for 30 minutes and talk about the quotes. George Washington said, "It is impossible to rightly govern without God in the Bible." Patrick Henry said this, "It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." And Patrick Henry goes on to say this, which I find this pretty interesting. He goes on to say in the same quote, "For this very reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded the opportunity and freedom to worship here." And that's good, isn't it? That's good. I thank God that He guided these imperfect, everybody say imperfect. I thank God that He guided these imperfect men and women to launch what George Washington said was the last great experiment for promoting human happiness. Now yes, the American history books tell us that these men and women gave up their lives, gave up their fortunes, as Pete mentioned earlier, to give us the chance to sit here today as free people. Praise the Lord. Now, is America perfect? Absolutely not. Has it ever been perfect and ideal? Absolutely not. If you know anything about history, and I'm sure most of you do, American history, we've made a lot of really bad mistakes. And we're still making mistakes. Now, although our founding fathers and mothers, I'm going to throw those mothers in there because not every good man is a good woman and vice versa, really, you know what I mean? And that I think that women played a huge part in the founding of our country through various different ways, fighting with rifles, bayonets. Go look up the women of the Revolutionary War. It's amazing. Although our founding fathers and mothers were not perfect, God still used them. God still used them to form and start this great nation. Why? Why? This is my opinion here a little bit, so I'll tell you, my opinion. I hardly ever give you my opinion, but this is what I think, based on my little bit of information that I've studied over the years. Why? I believe that they were in search of freedom. They were in search of freedom. But I also believe that God was in search of a people that will gather together and spread the good news of the gospel around the world. I believe that God knew that He could trust these people. And He blessed America at the beginning. Why? I believe because God knew that somewhere in there in our wickedness, somewhere in our sins and our wrongdoings, that there will be a remnant that will rise up and organize and send the gospel around the world to share with the lost and hurting world that there is hope. They can have hope for a better life, a better future, a better destiny. The United States still leads the world in missionaries sent to other countries. We've always been a huge part of sending missionaries around the world and all the places that crazy places too. I've done some research and found that in 2022, it still remains that over 80% of the missionaries around the world comes from the United States of America. The top three is this. Top three countries that send missionaries around the world is the United States of America, but you can't guess the second one. I didn't know either until I was researching this. Brazil and France. Good old France, right? They always get hated on. Listen to the numbers. The United States of America sent 157,000 missionaries around the world last year. 157,000. Brazil sent 34,000. Good for them, right? And then France came in third, and they sent 21,000 missionaries, Christian missionaries around the world. Praise God for men and women of the United States of America who are still laying down their lives to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. From our founding fathers and mothers to our current missionary families, thank God for their willingness. This is a willingness. This is an obedient, their obedience. They're filled with God's calling them to do this. And so they obey. And then they're willing to lay down their lives. This is special. This is a special calling, I believe. They lay down their lives. They give up their jobs. They give up their careers They give up the opportunity to spend quality time with their family, extended families. And then they go and they live in tough, rough, dangerous places around the world just to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that God loves you. And He loves you so much that He sent His only Son to die on the cross for you, to pay the price for your sins, so that you can have eternal life. This is good news, isn't it? Thank God for America. Thank God for our missionaries. I'm going to pause right here for a commercial break. Right behind Adam, Danny and Beth, is an empty wall, but you know, outside, in the foyer. What's it called? Foyer, you know. Right behind that wall there, is a big empty wall. I've shared with some of you, I've thought about this for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years probably. When I was putting this message together this morning, God said, okay, it's time. What I'd like to do, and what I feel like God wants us to do, and I'm going to bring it up in a business meeting right after church, is that I want to buy a map from the National Geographic people. It's a big map. Not quite as big as that, but it's really big. It's pretty close. And I'll have it framed real nice, so we do it high quality. Do it with excellence. Put it on that wall out there. And then I'd like for the church to pray and start sponsoring missionaries. I know we give a lot of money, to all the little different missionary things that we do. But I'd like to cast a vision that we support specific missionaries. And we start this process. The church sponsors. We bring it up in the finance meeting next year or whatever. But I just feel strongly that we need to start sponsoring specific missionaries. This is Fred and Barney, and we have Fred and Wilma. They have their picture right there. We put their picture on that wall of their family. And then we put a little pin with a string drawn to. Some of y'all have seen this before at different churches, right? Put their string and put their pin where they're in Peru. Boom. There's another one. Another couple with their family and their pictures with a string on the other side, drawing a string with a pin, and they're in South Africa. And we just see what God does. So that when we walk out there, we can see, we can invite them to come and preach at our church and share their missionary journey. And then we connect with them and we join with them in their specific mission. Whatever they're doing around the world, we can go out there and look and we can see the 3 or 4 families or the 10 or 12 or 15 families that we sponsor. And we know them and we pray for them. We pray for their family. We're part of them. And they come and they visit and they share their stories and we're invested in them and their mission, their specific mission, whatever God puts on your heart, our heart. And I'd like for us to see that. It's casting vision for world missions. And I know we give money to Lottie Moon and, I'm excited and I'm drawing a blank. Annie Armstrong, Lottie Moon. And we do the co-op program and the missions and all that. I understand that. This is just what's on my heart. Amen? So we'll take that step soon. Now, allow me a few more minutes to tell you about the man who gave up his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor to give us a chance to have eternal freedom. If you'll notice most of my messages, I'll talk about this and that and this and that and Old Testament, this and that. But I can assure you that most of the time, 99% of the time, I'm going to end up what? Talking about Jesus. I'm going to end up, I might talk about David and Adam and Eve or whatever, but I'm going to end up talking about Jesus. Because that's what this is really all about, isn't it? It's about lifting up the name of Jesus and lifting up and presenting and the good news. So, our Savior, Jesus Christ, there is nothing, please listen to this, nothing in this world more freeing than being loved by God. That intimate relationship with God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And understanding that we didn't do anything to deserve this love. We didn't just wake up one morning and say, you know, I think I'm going to start loving God. It just really doesn't work that way. You see, God loves us. He loves us. And when you really sort of understand that, it's really not about us. It's about Him. He loves us. He loves you. 1 John 4:19 says this. 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. You guys hear that? We love because really we love God. We love God because He first loved us. Really? He first loved us. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates His love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loves us. He loves us. He loved us first. He loved us so much that while we were out there in our wickedness and our sin and doing wrong, God loved us. God wants us to step out in faith. Step out in faith and walk in the freedom that we have being Christians, being born again, being washed in the blood of Christ to walk in His freedom. What does it look like? What does it look like to be totally free in Christ Jesus? I can tell you what it looks like. It looks like peace of mind and joy. Does anybody know what the opposite of that looks like? You can see it in people's face. You can see it in their actions, their mannerisms. The opposite of peace of mind and joy. I mentioned several weeks ago, that's what this lost world is looking for. They're looking for peace of mind and joy, not just laughter. Laughter's good. Laughter, the Bible says, does the body like good medicine. You know, a comedian can get up here and make us all laugh, and then we can go home and be sad and depressed. Peace of mind and joy. What does it look like to live in the world but be free from the burdens of living in this world? It's peace of mind and joy. See, we can be free. Christ set us free. There is victory in Jesus. We can be free. We can be free from shame and guilt like we talked about last week. If you missed that message last week, please listen to it. I just feel like it was really for somebody. So if you missed it, go on the internet, listen to it. I sent it out in an email. Listen to it. You can be free from shame and guilt. You can be free from anxiety and fear. You can be free. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. God clearly has a plan for our life. God's love set us free from everything that this old world tries to entangle us in. God's set us free. His love has set us free emotionally and spiritually, even practically. God's love set us free. His love broke the chains of sin. Especially right there when Jesus died on the cross and He gave up the ghost. He said, it is finished. Boom. Right then. His love broke through that veil. Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." God longs for us to walk in this freedom. Let's pray. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We just thank you. Lord, if there's someone here this morning that's never accepted Christ as a personal Savior, I just pray that they give their life to Christ. They can pray right now in their seat with me. If you're here this morning and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I ask that you, just to yourself right there, you pray this prayer with me. God, the best way I know how, I ask you to save me. I place my faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart to save me, make me a new person. In Jesus' name, amen.